Jesus Christ paid our sin debt in full. And since we've all sinned, we have a certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us. But Jesus canceled it, having nailed it to the cross. And at the cross, God disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through Christ. Oh, dear ones, Satan is a defeated foe, even though he still tempts and attacks us. Christ's victory over him guarantees that none of his accusations against us can stand.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for listening to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're talking about the most important point in human history. What would that be? Well, if you asked a historian or a philosopher or maybe a scientist to identify the supreme moment in history, they'd all have different answers, I assure you. But from Almighty God's point of view, that moment was the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. As human beings, we can't possibly comprehend all that happened at the cross. But God has given us a deeper understanding of what transpired in the pages of his holy word. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus. They'd been in Jerusalem and were aware of Jesus' death on the cross and reported resurrection, but they were disappointed and confused about these events. Jesus responded, "You foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to come into his glory?" Then he explained to them all that was written about him in the Old Testament. Jesus was the only one on earth who knew what had happened, and his word is still explaining it to us today. We know that God judged sin the day Jesus was crucified, because he is holy and righteous. The Lord, he hates sin. He warned Adam and Eve that they would die if they disobeyed him in the book of Genesis chapter 2. And God continues to warn us in the scriptures not to rebel against him, because his wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of people who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So it says in Romans. Now, in the Old Testament, God set up a system of animal sacrifices to deal with sin. According to Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. But those sacrifices were insufficient. What was needed was a perfect sacrifice. And that's what Jesus came to be. When John the Baptist announced Jesus, John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Christ was the only qualified sacrifice because he was and is perfect. On the cross, God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's found in 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus, loved one, Jesus was our substitute who bore the guilt and penalty of all our sins so that we wouldn't have to. Oh, that's good news. This was all according to the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God. He sacrificed his son to bear the condemnation that we deserved. And now, Romans 8:1 tells us, now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We know from the pages of Scripture that Christ defeated Satan on the cross. Shortly before his crucifixion, Jesus said, "Now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out." Even though Satan is still working powerfully in the world today, and we see it, even though Satan is just raising havoc, Jesus won the war against him on our behalf with his death and resurrection. The devil cannot condemn us. He'll try, but he can't. Jesus Christ paid our sin debt in full. And since we've all sinned, we have a certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us. But Jesus canceled it, having nailed it to the cross. And at the cross, God disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through Christ. Oh, dear ones, Satan is a defeated foe, even though he still tempts and attacks us. Christ's victory over him guarantees that none of his accusations against us can stand, because the record of our sins has been removed and we stand in Christ's righteousness. When we sin and confess, God promises to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah! In fact, Jesus' blood is still continually cleansing us every single day of our lives. God will never condemn one of his blood-bought children. Never. And I want to tell you something else. Satan cannot make us sin. No. Christ defeated the power of sin in our lives. And according to Romans 6, verse 6, our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so we would no longer be slaves to sin. Satan rules over unbelievers, and they have no power to defeat him. But he cannot make any believer sin. He can't make us do it. Yes, we sometimes do. But we have God's supernatural power to resist it if we'll use it. Satan also cannot take our lives. You see, Jesus alone holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. We are held securely by Jesus, and nothing happens to us apart from his permissive will. To be sure, death will eventually come. But God is the one who, on the cross, determined how wicked Satan is. He demonstrated how wicked Satan is, I should say. Forgive me. He tempted Jesus, Satan did, to come down from the cross and save himself. And yet, despite the humiliation, abuse, and suffering, Christ did not revile in return, but quietly endured in obedience to his Father's will, leaving us an example to follow in his steps. God reconciled the world, all of us, to himself through Christ. The word reconcile means to bring back together two parties who were formerly estranged. Our sin has alienated us from an all-holy God, and there is nothing that we can do to remedy the situation. Mm-mm. But the Lord took the initiative to reconcile us to himself by sending His only begotten Son, Jesus, to satisfy His righteous justice on the cross. Jesus bore the tidal wave of God's wrath that we deserved, so we wouldn't have to, dear one. Jesus was forsaken so that we could be accepted. Right before His death, Jesus cried out, "It is finished." Redemption and reconciliation were accomplished. Through faith in Christ, the enmity is gone, and as God's beloved children, we are now clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, that warms my heart. I can just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit here today through God's Word, through the presence of His Spirit right here in this little studio with me. And I pray that you can sense His presence as well, dear one. Have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Have you? You might say, "Well, I was sprinkled as a baby. I've been Catholic all my life, or I've been Assemblies of God all my life, or I've been Baptist all my life." Jesus said, "You must be born again." Have you accepted Him into your heart as your personal Savior and Lord? Have you? If not, you can do so today. Or maybe you did accept Jesus at one point in your life, but maybe in recent years you've been running from God. Maybe you are now what the Bible calls backslidden. You've just slidden backed away from God and from the church and from the Bible and from Jesus Himself. It's time to come home, dear one. Today is the day of salvation. Right now is your appointed time. This is, I believe, your hour of decision. Won't you pray this prayer with me with all your heart? Repeat after me. Dear God in heaven. That's right, pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived, for the things I have done. Cleanse me, Jesus, with your precious blood, from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. And in my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and He is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make Him the Lord of my life. And according to God's Word, which cannot lie, I am now washed. I am cleansed. I'm forgiven. I am healed, and I am reborn. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, dear friend, if you've prayed that prayer with me, you are now a citizen of heaven, right now, a child of God through the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you. Rejoice in Him. Tell people about the decision that you've made for Jesus today. It's important. Tell other people. And here's some really important things to remember now with how to walk in your new life with Christ. Read your Bible every day to get to know Jesus better. And make sure that you talk to Father God in prayer every single day. And again, as I said before, tell others about Christ and what He's done for you. Then worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church. Get plugged into a good local church where God's Word is faithfully preached, where people love God and where they love each other, and you get involved in ministry. And finally, as Christ's representative in a needy world, loved one, listen, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. Praise God. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, I would ask you to please please go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. If you have prayer requests, please do contact me. I will answer every prayer request with a word of encouragement. If you have questions about the Bible, I'll do my best to answer them. And also, again, if what we're doing here is of value to you, remember to pray for our ministry as we travel the U.S., preaching and teaching the good news of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying society and world. Also, please, if the Lord leads you to do so, click the donate tab at our website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and sow your very best seed to help us to keep this podcast going, reaching more and more souls for Christ. Thank you. And pastors, please do pray about having me to come and to minister in your church, to preach and teach the message of the cross and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.